There's a lot more to Goodwill Industries of Southwest Florida than you may think. The organization is about more than just donating items and picking up bargains at their retail stores. Today we talk with Vice President of Communications and Development, Carolyn Johnson, who tells us all about it here on the Royal Palmcast.
From the studios of the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association in Fort Myers, Florida, this is the Royal Palmcast, the show about people and things that realtors, home buyers, and home sellers care about. And now, here's your host, Jim Sandville.
Welcome to the Royal Palmcast. I'm your host, Jim Sandville, coming to you from the studios of the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association in beautiful, sunny Fort Myers, Florida. I'm here today with our board ops / director of marketing and communications, Jerry Johnson. Jerry, how the heck are you?
Good morning, Jim. I'm doing just fine. How about you today?
Let me check. Very well. Very
yep.
well.
Yep. Well, you're here. That's
yeah.
good.
Yeah, I am here.
Yep.
Yeah. Anything exciting happen on the way to work today?
On the way to work, not early today. Yesterday was a little interesting with the weather.
I don't know. I heard you were out in Lehigh Acres and...
You're talking about the early morning.
Had some trouble.
Yeah, my assignment. We'll talk about that part of the show. Yes.
We'll get into that, yeah. And realtors have lots of connections with Goodwill Industries of Southwest Florida, Inc. And we are privileged today to have in our studio the Vice President of Goodwill Industries. She's the VP of Communications and Development here in Lee County, Southwest Florida. Her name is Carolyn Johnson. Welcome, Carolyn.
Thank you. Good to be here.
It is so nice to have you here, Carolyn. So nice to have you. I want to talk all about Goodwill Industries because I have more questions than answers, and I'm guessing you have all the answers.
I hope I do.
I'm sure you do. First of all, tell me about the mission of Goodwill Industries. What's it all about?
Oh, we're jumping right into it. The mission.
Let's talk mission.
Well, you know, a lot of people, they love our stores, so they believe that, you know, just shopping and donating, that's where it ends. But actually, there is more to what we do. There's more than a store. And our mission really is to help people with disabilities and disadvantages to get training, to upskill, if you will, so that they can get better jobs, so they can be independent. We give them opportunities. And there are various programs and services that we have that allow people to become independent and remove barriers.
So you're talking about employment of these folks, correct?
Employment. We're talking about training. We're talking about anything that is going to remove barriers that keep them from being independent. That's the main thing that we do. Hmm. And of course, employment is probably one of the best ways that you can become an independent individual if you're earning an income, something that's sustainable for yourself and your family.
How many folks is Goodwill Industries helping at a given time?
So last year, and on average, I'll say, we help more than 25,000 people every year.
25,000 people?
Yes.
Benefit from your services?
Absolutely.
Wow, you must have some success stories you can share with us.
Well, we have several, and the best way to see all of our success stories is to go on online to our website, and we're going to have a whole list of success stories, but one that I like to tell was near and dear to my heart. Her name was Amy, and she used to work locally at one of our TV stations, and she was an anchor there, reporter, then anchor. And she was out. She went working out. She was a young lady in her 20s, and she was working out in the gym. And all of a sudden, you know, she collapsed. Turned out she had a brain aneurysm, several surgeries after that. And on the other side of that, she couldn't work anymore. She wasn't employable. But Amy wanted to work. She wanted to do something. She didn't want to stay home. She wanted to rehabilitate herself. Well, she came to Goodwill. And through a series of interviews, they went through vocational training with her because she had to relearn everything. She had to relearn how to talk. She had to relearn how to walk. She had to relearn everything. Mm. Very long story short, she ended up interviewing in my department in public relations. I'm thrilled about doing that. So I brought her in, and Amy could still write. She wrote a lot of our news releases. So we brought her in, and she was able to earn a paycheck.
Wow.
And so there are thousands of stories like that. And not everybody's disability, obviously, is going to be the same. Some are seen, some are unseen. Some disadvantages as well could be something where, you know, maybe English isn't your first language, or maybe, you know, for some reason you were incarcerated most of your life, and now you're just, you know, you're better, you're on a better path. Well, we're going to give you that chance. So there are thousands of stories like Amy's and others of people that were helping to overcome their barriers.
It's going to be so gratifying to work in that environment.
It is. I've been with Goodwill 23 years. And I always say that every year when we have our breakthrough awards, where we recognize people who have overcome their barriers, our achiever, our graduate of the year, and the employers that help us do that, when you hear the stories and you see where they started, and then through our help and through our services, like where, you know, just how far they've come, it is so emotional and it is so heartfelt. And it just keeps me going. It makes me say, this is why I get up every day and love to go to work and tell the story about truly what Goodwill is.
That's great. 23 years, you said?
Yes.
Wow. Are you from this area originally, Carolyn?
You might as well say I am. I'm from New York, but I've been here most of my life.
New York?
Well, Wait, let's back it up.
It's close to Maine.
I am a New Yorker, but...
New Yorker, huh?
Did that just come out like that?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. See, it does. No. It does come out. But I've been here most of my life.
Okay. All right. Well, welcome.
Yeah. No, well,
officially
well,
welcome to you to Southwest
thank you.
Florida.
Well, thank you.
We're very pleased to have you here.
Yes.
Very pleased. Let's get back to Goodwill.
Sure.
Before I get myself into trouble and Jerry as well. Talk to me about the organizational structure of Goodwill, please, Carolyn. Who owns it, for example?
Okay. So I'm glad to be here today because there are many, many myths and misnomers about Goodwill Industries. Nobody owns Goodwill.
Nobody owns it.
No, there is not one person out there that is the head of it, that owns it, that has millions and millions of dollars. No, we're all autonomous. There's 155 different Goodwills nationwide and internationally.
You mean organizations like yours, not
yes.
stores, obviously.
Yes. We are Goodwill Industries of Southwest Florida. So we cover the 5-county area of Southwest Florida. But there are, for instance, 8 other Goodwills in Florida. Right. And they're in Tampa, they're in Orlando, they're St. Pete, Jacksonville, West Palm, and so on. And we're all autonomous. So each of us, we have our own CEO, we have our own volunteer board of directors. And so basically, any donations that come into, say, our Goodwill, well, they're going to stay in our area. They're going to stay in our service area. Any money that is raised, obviously our stores are the main revenue source for our mission, it's going to stay in our area. So, and that's how it works with all the Goodwills across the country and internationally.
But you must adhere to some sort of uniform standards nationally or internationally.
Well, we do. We do have what we call a member organization. So we call it Goodwill Industries International. And they're sort of like, they kind of oversee the branding of it. So not every, well, you can't. You can't, if you're not part of Goodwill, you can't just, you know, slap Smiley G on the side of a, you know, a trailer and say that you're Goodwill. There are certain standards that you have to follow in order to be a part of the member association.
Mm-hmm.
And our Goodwill, we pay dues to the member organization, and in return, we get lessons learned, we get consultants that come down. Of course, we have license to use the brand and the colors and all of that. So that's how it works.
Gotcha. So there are 8 in Florida. Which one is largest?
I would say the largest right now is just above us, St. Pete, Clearwater.
That's measured in terms of revenue generated?
Revenue generated, not necessarily stores. Maybe it has something to do with population and revenue generated. I would think Miami is the second largest.
Gotcha. All right. There are so many metrics that you must be taking into account all the time to determine your effectiveness as an organization. What do you look at to know that you're successful or you need to shore things up?
Well, there are plenty of metrics out there, and quite frankly, some that, you know, I don't have, you know, direct link to, however, but there's a whole grid. Like, you can go into and you can look at all the members across the country and you can measure up, you know, okay, where do we stand against other good work? So if I were to look at Goodwill Industries of Southwest Florida, without getting into too many number details, I can tell you that we are a good mid-size Goodwill. You know, mm-hmm. we do pretty well for the size that we are mm-hmm. and the number of stores that we have and the population that we serve. So, for instance, when you're looking at a Goodwill, like the member organization, GII, will tell us, you know, you have room to grow. You have X amount of, they'll come and they'll look and say, well, you have X amount of population in your Southwest Florida area. So we recommend that you could have up to 10 more stores in your area, you know, to really take advantage of donation sites and to be where people need, you know, in a good traffic area. It gets very, very detailed. Sure. Because at the end of the day, and, I used to be afraid about talking about this, but at the end of the day, we have to run like a business. Mm-hmm. We have to, because we're retail. Right? We take donations and we're retail. But if we're not running a successful business, we're not going to be able to generate the funds that we need to generate that goes back into supporting our programs and services. So when we get donations, when we decide where our stores are going to be, it's very scientific. I mean, there's numbers floating around all over the place to, you know, look at traffic. Where's the traffic going? The traffic count. Is it going to make sense? What kind of donations would we be getting in? Because at the end of the day, we have to be able to sell what comes into our stores so that 90 cents of every dollar goes back into our programs and
90
services.
90 cents.
Absolutely.
You said. Wow.
Yes.
That's very
yes,
impressive.
It's a high number.
It is a high number. And we try and keep it very lean. And because it is important to us that we are good stewards of the donations that we get. We are extremely blessed in this community that people love donating, that people love shopping Goodwill. But I want to tell your listeners right now, you can be assured that 90 cents of every dollar is going back into our programs and services that are helping people to overcome their barriers, helping people to get jobs, helping people to live their life,
gotcha.
And be independent, and be happy.
Oh, you're doing great work. Great work to generate those kinds of numbers, I'm sure. I want to let you know we need to take a quick break, Carolyn, but I have so many more questions for you, and
okay.
we're gonna jump into them right after this very quick break.
Hi, I'm Vince Modarelli from Habitat for Humanity of Lee and Hendry Counties. You're listening to the Royal Palmcast.
Hi, I'm Angela Foster, and you're listening to the Royal Palmcast.
Hi, I'm Bill Risser, and you're listening to the Royal Palmcast with Jim and Jerry. This place is amazing.
Education, you need it, we've got it. I'm Angela Foster, Director of Education at Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association. If you're a realtor in Southwest Florida, the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association has the classes, courses, workshops, and webinars you need to stay at the top of your game and keep your license current. Looking to bill your continuing education hours? We offer core law and code of ethics classes to fulfill your CE requirement, along with many other courses to fulfill your requirements for specialty credits. Want to learn the ins and outs of the specific market you serve? Our A-Series provides an in-depth look at Cape Coral and Fort Myers with all the right experts to fill you in. Our Contract Series is a 5-session course on listing agreements, FAR bar contracts, timelines, and more. It doesn't end there. Classes like how to stay out of real estate jail, negotiating skills, listing tips, conflict resolution, and many more keep realtors in Lee County up to speed with the latest information. Many of our classes are free to members and some are open to non-members. If you're a real estate professional who's interested in working in the Southwest Florida market, we've got you covered. For more information, visit our website at rpcra.org or email education@rpcra.org.
As we strive to continue providing our Realtor members with the resources and tools they need for success, we wanted to make you aware of three MLS services: MLS Touch, eCommissions, and MLS Showing Time. Make sure to check out our Facebook page for more detailed information on what these services provide, and of course, all of the other valuable resources, classes, and events the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association has to offer. At RPCRA, we're committed to the success of all members. That's who we are.
Welcome back to the Royal Palmcast. I'm Jim Sandville, along with Jerry Johnson, here at the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association in sunny Fort Myers, Florida. We are talking today with Carolyn Johnson, who is Vice President of Communications and Development for Goodwill Industries of Southwest Florida, Inc. Welcome back after our break, Carolyn. Thanks for sticking around.
All right. Thank you. Good to be back. I didn't go far.
She tried to leave. We had the last of her back.
She knows I have questions for her. I got tough questions.
Oh, no.
No. These are things you're going to know off the top of your head. Tell me about your programs. What kind of programs do you offer there? We touched on it a little bit.
Oh, my gosh. There are really so many programs. But first off, I want to talk about our JobLink centers that are now we are rebranding to call our community resource centers. So these are really neat centers where anybody in the community who is looking for a job, who is looking for assistance in any type of way, you know, we have community partners that we work with in these centers. We have employment consultants in these centers. So we have computers that people can use for free. So you can go in there, and if you need to put together a resume, you can use our computers. We have employment consultants that can help you do resume preparation. We'll do mock interviews with you. If you're going to just search, you know, for a job and you simply need a free computer, you can come into any one of our community resource centers, sign in, get a little packet which tells you everything that we have there, and you can stay. And they are usually attached to our stores. Let's see, the closest one where we are right now in Fort Myers is on our Palm Beach Boulevard, right next to our Goodwill 99 cent store.
Don't bury the lead. Goodwill 99 cent store? Why didn't I know about this? What is that?
Well, because we just rebranded our Palm Beach store to a Goodwill 99 cent store not too long ago. And it is an amazing store on Palm Beach Boulevard. Everything is 99 cents except our mattresses and except furniture. But everything else, I promise you, 99 cents.
Maybe we're going there for lunch, Jim.
We're talking you too can shop and get some you know, work clothes, pants, shirts. The fun thing about that store, and a lot of people don't know this, or probably a lot of people know this, when you donate to Goodwill, there's a rotation process, right? So it stays on the floor 5 weeks. Before the 99 cent store, after its 5 week rotation, it would go straight to our outlet center, which is at our opportunity center. And the outlet center is where you buy everything by the pound. So the 99 cent store is right before the outlet.
Oh, my Lord.
So, in other words, if it doesn't get sold for whatever reason on our store floor, it's going to the 99 cents.
And I've been shopping at that overpriced dollar store for so long.
Yeah, see?
Wow, 99 cents?
99 cents.
How do you do it?
And then you can round up, right? Because the cashier will ask you, would you like to round out to support our services? And you'll say, yes, I would.
To a dollar.
To a dollar. Okay. But it's okay because, like I said, it's going back to our mission, our programs and services that help people with disabilities and disadvantages.
Now, do you collect sales tax on these purchases?
Yes, we do. Yeah. We do. We do. Yeah. No, we're not exempt from that.
Except during the holiday, the school shopping season.
Right. You know, we follow that line when it's a tax-free, you know, we follow that. But getting back to our community resource centers. Yeah. So again, everything that we do in our store is for this very reason, our community resource centers. And what we are launching now, or really putting a heavy emphasis on, is our digital training program. So COVID happened. It's happening. A lot of people have been displaced with their jobs, and there isn't a job for them to go back to. So, you know, we're helping people to get upskilled. So we're all getting into the digital world. We need to learn more about computers and different things and whatnot. We have a whole certification program where you can come in, and whatever it is that you're lacking in your digital skills, you know, as basic as Microsoft Word or as complex as Excel spreadsheets or, you know, whatever, we do have those programs to help you. And, you know, after a few weeks, you can walk out with a certification. You put that on your resume. And of course, what happens? You become more employable and more attractive to an employer. So that's basically what we're about, helping people to figure out what they need, helping to bridge those gaps and break down those barriers that's going to keep them from being independent, and we want to be able to give people opportunities.
You do some other stuff out in the community too. Don't you do a Christmas tree event?
We do.
Tell me about that.
We do our Festival of Trees, and we were kind of like, oh, do we do it this year? Do we don't do it this year? But we know we're going to do it. We have 22 trees this year. We have some amazing companies that, again, have said we want to do it. They're coming in. They're decorating their trees with gifts. We're talking thousands of dollars worth. I see your eyes going to be, yeah.
I love gifts. I love
gifts.
They're all going to be beautifully themed. I don't even know what the themes are yet. So, but they all come with these amazing gifts and gift cards and whatever, and it's going to be on display. And then the community can come in safely and view it, buy raffle tickets, and then we'll have a raffle on Sunday, December 6th. And then we wrap the trees up and they get delivered. And of course, all proceeds go to support Goodwill Industries of Southwest Florida.
Where is this held?
This is held at the Sidney and Byrne Davis Art Center on First Street. They're actually partners of ours this year. They've been partners with us from the very beginning. This will be our 14th year holding the Festival of Trees.
Right downtown.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's an awesome event.
Now, what becomes of these gifts you mentioned?
They go with the raffle winner.
Oh, they go to the winners.
Yeah,
okay,
everything. Yes.
Wow. So if you win a tree, you win all the gifts on and around it.
Everything.
But you don't know how much what the value is. It's all.
Oh yeah, we know.
You know.
Yeah, I don't know right now.
Right.
But yes,
it's revealed somewhere.
It is revealed.
So you have some idea.
When it's all set up, you're going to see the value of each tree. So therefore, you know, I'm going to buy 100 raffle tickets.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right? When you go and look at the trees, you can see the value there. They have everything listed.
Yeah, I've not been to this event.
Oh my gosh, you have to.
I've been here for only one Christmas. And
oh man.
Yeah.
You have, it's amazing what our tree designers put together.
I'll bet.
Yeah.
I will definitely have to check that out.
It's a lot of fun.
Tell me again the date, Carolyn, so we don't miss it.
So it's December 3rd through December 6th is our festival.
All right, yes. Good. Coming right up.
It is.
Right up.
I got to go to a planning meeting right after this.
All right. And if this is airing after that, it was wonderful, wasn't it?
It was fantastic, and I thank everybody for their support.
Because we don't know. But we will see if we can get this.
There's always next year.
There is always next year.
I'm told.
Do you know the date for next year?
No.
You don't? Okay.
I know a guy who can influence the publication date.
December.
So we'll see what we can do.
There you go. All right. What else do people not quite understand or kind of confused about?
Going back to those rumors that come up, you know, magically at the end of every year, people need to understand that, yes, we are a nonprofit. We're a large nonprofit, but we are a nonprofit nonetheless. And everything that we do goes back into our programs and services. People think that the employees or the workers in our stores are volunteers. They are not volunteers. We pay every single person. So, and actually that is a large part of our program. So we have 800 plus employees in our 5-county area. So we're kind of a large organization. We do have some volunteers, but everybody in our stores they're earning a wage, and it's, you know, it's not below minimum wage. We pay above a minimum wage, so they're earning, you know, a salary, and they have opportunities to move up just like any other job. We've had people who start out as processors who are now working in our office. One of my favorite stories is I've known one of our ladies in our HR department, and now she handles all of our benefits. I knew her when she was volunteering as a high school student. I've just seen her grow through the years. She came in, she volunteered to get her high school hours, then she got a job, she worked as a sales assistant, then she was assistant manager, then she used to design all of our windows for our stores, then she came and she went into the office, she was interested in HR, and here she is. You know, she's been with us for years and doing quite well. So there's room to move up in our organization and do things. And that's part of what we do, empowering people and, you know, discovering, you know, what do they need? Where do they want to go? We're going to help you get there.
Good. By the way, you mentioned mattresses a couple of minutes ago, and I want to make sure I understand. You had said earlier that you don't accept mattresses.
We do not.
But these are new mattresses, correct?
Yes. So, fun fact, we have new goods in our stores.
New goods?
Yes, we do.
Not just mattress goods.
We have new mattresses and new goods, yes. So, you know, who wants to come into a thrift store and buy socks? Hopefully you don't. Hopefully you want your socks to be brand new.
I bought some Wednesday. No, they did not come from Goodwill.
Or underwear, right? Or, you know, mattresses.
Sure.
So there are certain things that we know that do not do well if it's used. So those are the types of things that we would buy at a very, very deep discount, or else it really wouldn't work for us if we weren't able to buy it at a deep discount. And then we offer it brand new in our stores. And that is our, I believe the term they're using now, special purchases. So if you see that sign in our stores, it means that it's brand new, never been touched. But we have really cool things. You know, we've got eyeglasses, socks, things for your dogs. You've got the, what I like to call the as seen on TV products, you know, that are fun.
By Ronco mostly, right?
Yeah.
Pocket Fisherman.
Yeah. So it's, you know,
Snuggies.
Goodwill is good for everyone.
It is. You must have seen in your 23 years with Goodwill, Carolyn, some really cool items and expensive items. What, tell me about some of the donations that have been kind of big dollar or high interest items.
Well, I mean, I've been, you know, I'm locked away in the office most of the time, but I hear stories.
You hear things, right?
You do hear things. And the thing that sticks out in my mind is, we might get a donation that might be a little questionable as far as, is this great grandma in here? This doesn't seem like this should have been donated. And we'd have to, I remember once I had to like call and say, these don't look like something, this doesn't look like something that should have been donated. Could this possibly be a family member that maybe you might want back, in an urn or something?
Oh,
yeah.
I was going to tell you I wasn't following you, but now I'm following you.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, we've had those.
Don't open that urn.
We've had those.
Ah, boy.
And,
intentionally? No.
No. These are usually mistakes, you know. Something happens and family members just want to clear out quickly and they don't realize that, wait a minute.
Left grandma behind. Oh, boy.
Wait a minute. Well, you know, so we've had things like that.
Where grandma's having a well-earned vacation.
Whoa. <time.
laughs> So I'm sorry about that.
We'll get, you know, very odd things. We'll get, we'll get those expensive things that come in, sometimes intentionally and sometimes not.
Like what? So, what kind of things have you heard about?
You know, anything. Paintings. People will donate a painting, and then we do have a small staff that will do the research, and we'll find out, oh my gosh, this is actually worth something. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that will go directly onto our shopgoodwill.com, which is sort of like our eBay-like service that we have.
What's
furniture,
the address? What's the web address?
shopgoodwill.com.
Okay, .com. Okay.
Yeah. And then you click on Fort Myers, and that's all of the things that are posted locally. Shopgoodwill.com is national. So you can go on there and you could look at Goodwills, you know, all across the country.
Oh, boy.
But if you want what's posted here, there's a section where you can just hit Fort Myers.
I'm going to check this out. I have not been to their website, but it sounds pretty cool.
Yes, our e-commerce division actually does quite well. It does as well as, you know, our largest store. You know, a lot of people love shopping online now. And, you know, we have a lot of good finds.
Yeah.
A lot of good finds.
And if you find something that is local here in Fort Myers area and you purchase it through shopgoodwill.com, mm-hmm. can you go pick it up?
Or absolutely.
Oh, you can?
Yeah. You pick it up at our Opportunity Center. We have a pickup area for Shop Goodwill folks. Happens all the time.
Tell me, do you accept cash donations?
Yes.
I thought you did.
Yes, absolutely. You know, cash is the most direct way to help our programs and services. So, you know, the other part of my title is the development. So, you know, we like to use the money where the need is greatest. Right now, our big core services are our community resource centers and our Pathways to Opportunity program that we have. That is our day training program for adults with developmental disabilities, where they're going to come, they're going to get upskilled as well, they're going to learn life skills. They actually have a little media studio where they put together a newscast and they put together a newsletter. They do art. So, you know, we've got a lot of things going on with our Pathways program that we're quite proud about. And we are always looking for monetary donations to help support them and their efforts and their community-based education.
You know, just sitting down with you and having this conversation, Carolyn, makes me want to go to shop at Goodwill like today.
Well, you know, do it.
It's one of those things.
Do it every day.
if I go to Goodwill and I generally will score some really good stuff, mm-hmm. At a great price, I'm back 2 days later. All right, what else do they have new? And then I'll go for a little bit. Then I'll kind of forget about the great value and what you're doing for the community in the process.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the trick to thrift shopping is doing it often, because the merchandise, when it comes in, especially if it's really good, it's going to fly off the floor.
You never know what you're going to get.
So, you know, a true thrift shopper is out there 2-3 times a week.
Is there, like, one day that's better than another for a certain kind of merchandise, like Tuesdays or when they bring in the furniture?
Well, you know, that's where you're going to have to do a little bit of your homework. And, you know, you pick out your favorite store. And then, you know, maybe if you got to know the managers a little bit, they might tell you where the truck schedule is. I'm not saying they'll all do that. But we do have our store personnel that, you know, they have their regulars and they develop the relationships with their customers where they kind of know, they kind of get the rhythm of the store when the truck's coming in and what's, you know, that type of thing. And it's, you know, thrifting is fun. It's an art
it
and
is.
People love it. We often partner with the Happy Thrifter. That is a bus. That is a company called the Happy Thrifter. And they get a group of people who pay one price. They jump on a bus and then they tour all of the thrift shops in the area. And, you know, they've told me, I don't know if they're just saying it because it's me, but they're telling me that Goodwill is one of their favorite stores to go to.
Oh, that's great
to
hear.
The more you go, the more you know, right?
Yeah, the more you go, the more you know. But, you know, again, I do want to stress that, yes, thrifting is fun. Donating is very, very important. Obviously, we can't do that without the donations, and we're very, very grateful to our community for people who cleaned out their closets, who do it and think of us and try to make it as convenient as possible with our drive-through donations. But, you know, without the donations, we're not able to do what we do and really make the impact that we have in the community. So,
yeah, in fact, we do kind of a deep dive on the donations aspect of Goodwill with your colleague Michelle Prox Foos in another episode of the Royal Podcast.
She's amazing.
Yeah, so be sure to listen to that one.
And the ease of donations is just incredible. A lot of them have drive-throughs, and you just drive through, open your hatch, and they take care of everything. It's so easy.
Concierge service is available.
Concierge service and the drive-throughs, and, you know, our stores are strategically placed. So basically, whatever neighborhood you're in, you should be able to have a Goodwill in your area.
I used to work at a company that accepted returns, a retail company, direct seller. And in the returns department where I worked for a time, you'd hear stories about strange things that would show up in pockets of returned clothing items, for example. Money was obviously very common, but you'd have jewelry, and we always made it a point to reunite the lost item with the owner, which was easy in our mm-hmm. case because we knew where the return came from. But you must get those from time to time, and although it's difficult to find out who owns it, right?
Yeah, it is. It is difficult because we get so much, a large volume of donations. I mean, last year, if you look at it in pounds, like over 56 million pounds of donations come in, you know, a year. That's, wow. That's quite a lot.
Yeah.
So when you look at it, if you call us and say, oh, well, you know, I think I lost my ring in something, we're going to try. We can ask you, what store did you donate to? If you kind of give us a time frame, we could probably nail it down. But it's hard because we do get so much. Not to mention, if it happens to get out on the floor right away and somebody spots it and it's sold,
yeah.
it's gone.
Gotcha.
Got to move quick.
Yeah. You know, I think decades ago, there was a, sort of a stigma sometimes around shopping at a thrift store, including Goodwill. But I think that's long gone, right? It's a badge of honor
right now. Well, it should be. It is a badge of honor. And people think that, okay, well, our thrift stores exist for people who don't have enough money for things. Well, you know, yes, in some cases, because we are inexpensive relatively than what you would buy it, you know, straight off the pure retail. However, it's for everyone, and it is truly, you never know what you're going to find, because yes, we have amazing employees, but we're not always going to catch those gems, right? Mm-hmm. So we have a pricing system, and you know, shirts are this, pants are that, furniture is this, and we're going to price it as that. Mm-hmm. And if we don't catch that it is an antique or a hot item or something, it's going to end up on your floor. So you can end up, you know, with quite the find. And that's what I think people really love about thrifting, because sure. you never know what you're going to find.
Yeah.
And it's for everyone. When I first started at Goodwill, I laughed because in one of our stores, if you just look at the parking lot, you saw like the Mercedes, you saw the Jags, you saw the BMWs, and these are shoppers, mm-hmm. you know, coming in. And if I have a chance to talk to any of the folks, I go, oh, yeah, it's the best kept secret. You know,
I bet a lot of folks who've donated have the same feeling that I've had before. You know, maybe I'm moving and I just have to downsize, that mm-hmm. kind of thing. And sometimes I'll think, oh, boy, I would love to be the person who finds this deal at Goodwill, something mm-hmm. that you're donating. A lot of cool stuff. It's not all low end stuff. A lot of very cool stuff.
Oh, yeah. So. No. It runs the gamut.
Yeah. You know, Carolyn, I'm not sure whether I warned you about this, but we have a little something here on the Royal Palmcast called the Lightning Round. I think you heard a little bit about it.
I'm not that good at it.
Not that good at
it. Hope everybody doesn't fall asleep at my answers.
No, please.
I think you're going to be fine.
I don't know.
Just fine.
I freeze up. I get scared.
Well, we'll bring in a heater.
We will remedy that. We're in Florida.
No problem.
So we can take care of that. Now, with the lightning round, Carolyn, as you may know, Jerry has to wake up very early in the morning, drive to Lehigh Acres.
I'm still tired.
Open up the Supra box full of the questions for the lightning round. Jerry, do you have the questions?
Yep.
Can you open the Supra box?
Oh, I got it. I got it, Jim. So I got your cards. Let me get these.
Cards?
Yeah, there you
All
go.
Right, good. Now, we store these questions, Carolyn, on 3x5 official Game Show Host index cards. They've been, as I said, sitting in a Supra box in Lehigh Acres since noon on Tuesday. Jerry's retrieved them, and now it is my duty to ask you these questions.
Oh, no.
All right.
Really am nervous.
No. Don't be nervous.
Okay.
Jerry, do we have a mild sedative we can provide here?
Yeah.
My hands are sweating.
Well, it does not come through on the microphone.
They're going to say, wow, she's so boring.
No, this is good. We're just looking for soundbite answers. We're going to really want to get to know you a little bit better, Carolyn, because
okay.
you know, you're well-known in the community, but we feel like we really would like to know you better. So this is our opportunity. And we're going to take advantage of it. Carolyn, are you
okay,
ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Question one. Where would you live if not in Florida?
North Carolina.
All right. This one is multiple choice. And I think I know what you're going to say. You guys, use or y'all?
Y'all.
Oh, I would have bet on use.
I know, but I told you I've been here forever.
I know. Use have been here for a while. Huh?
Yeah.
All right. This. What is your guilty pleasure, Carolyn?
Oh, my gosh. Just I can't say.
Ooh, okay. All right.
It's just I like soap opera type stuff.
Soap operas. All right.
And just bingy type stuff.
I'm guessing the Kardashians.
I do like the Kardashians.
Really? Oh, that's, I'd feel guilty about that too.
But no. I do like them.
No, they're popular. They're popular. So
nobody judge me.
No. This is a no judgment zone. No judgment
zone. I'm feeling judged.
No. Okay. Now, Carolyn, tell me about some of your favorite things, your favorite TV show.
House Hunters.
Your favorite form of recreation.
Oh, I love jogging, though I'd like to do that again.
Jogging.
Yes, I do.
All right. What's your favorite Publix sandwich?
Oh, my gosh. So this is weird. I know. I hope I don't gross anybody out. But I do like bologna and Swiss.
I'm sorry. It sounded like you said bologna and Swiss.
I did. I do like bologna and Swiss.
Jerry, subs. Did you hear it the same way I did?
On the 5-grain... toasted sub.
All right. No,
yeah, with honey mustard. Should I go on?
A bit of a comfort food then, huh?
Yes.
You love that. All right.
I do.
Wow. All right.
I do.
I know what I'm having for lunch now.
Yeah.
Not bologna.
And it's not that.
Well, see?
I know.
Strange.
We're just joking. Joking, Carolyn. Changing the subject here. Socks with sandals, yes or no?
Oh, no.
Not so much. All right. What living celebrity would you most like to meet?
Living?
Living. This person has to be living for you to meet them.
Oh, what living celebrity would I like to meet?
No
There's
judgment.
So many.
Kim Kardashian?
No. Is it going to be? No. Though I would like to meet Khloe.
You're
I
holding out for
awesome.
Kylie.
No. All right. This is going to sound very cliche, but I really would like to meet her. I would like to meet Oprah.
Oprah?
I really would.
Well, who wouldn't? Who wouldn't love to pick her brain for a while?
There's something about her.
That woman is.
Now, can we get her on the show?
We're working on it right now, Jerry. It's funny you mentioned that. Funny you mentioned that. Changing to another topic. Do you do any imitations at all, Carolyn?
No. No.
Oh. Wait a minute.
Sorry, no.
I think you're teasing me.
There.
No. little imitation.
I don't know what it's an imitation of.
But something tells me I'm not going to get it out of you. So
no.
I hold in my hand the last lightning round question. You get one bucket list item, Carolyn. What is it?
I get one bucket list. You know, I want to do the whole Dude Ranch experience.
Dude Ranch, is that still a thing?
Yeah. You still? Can go out west. And you can just be a cowboy or a cowgirl, sit around the campfire. But I'd have to do the glamping portion of it. But I like the whole idea of, you know, just the outdoors and the out west.
Dude Ranch with a big asterisk.
Yeah, well, the dude abides, as we all know. The dude abides.
I know.
Hey, Carolyn, you've been a sport, and I told you that wouldn't be too painful. Hopefully it wasn't.
I don't know.
It's fun.
Hopefully it wasn't.
You did good.
Got to go breathe now.
I feel like I really know you now. Carolyn.
Probably too much.
If people want to get in touch with Goodwill, get in touch with you, how do they do that?
So it's easy. It's very easy. Just give me a call. My phone number is 239-995-2106. Extension 2247.
And again, the website address?
Website is www.goodwillswfl.org.
All right. And the online store?
The online store is shopgoodwill.com.
Easy enough. Jerry. Jerry.
That's pretty easy.
That was great.
It was.
I feel like I've learned so much about Goodwill.
Yeah.
There's so much more to know, but please visit our website. And, you know, let's be social. Go on our social media. We have tons of social media. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It's all there.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
Awesome.
And I actually have more questions, but I'm going to see if I can get you to do one more show with me.
Oh.
So maybe we can talk you into that.
Okay.
We'll wrap this thing
Super.
Up here. And Jerry, I want to thank you for coming out and doing your job today, running the board.
Well, thank you for thanking me, and thank you.
Being the Director of Communications and Marketing here at the Realtor Association, and for getting the questions out in Lehigh Acres today.
That's my pleasure.
Much appreciated. I also want to thank Beata Jones, our CEO, for all her help and support. And I want to let you know, if you want to get in touch with us here at the Royal Palmcast, and you can do so by sending an email to shows@rpcra.org. And be sure to check out our sister podcast, Realtor Riff Rap, with host Nick Bijelis, and our YouTube real estate video news show, Realtor's Corner, which you can catch anytime on YouTube. All right, this is Jim Sandville for the Royal Palmcast, and we'll look forward to catching up with you again next time.
Thanks for listening to the Royal Palmcast. Tune in again for more episodes and make sure to check out our sister podcast, Realtor Riff Wrap, and our video news show, Realtor's Corner, which can be found on the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association Facebook page and YouTube channel. Sponsorship opportunities for these programs and more coming soon. So stay connected with RPCRA and stay tuned. This has been a production of the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association.